This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 18 June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As the sun sets, it's a warm evening across Israel. In Tel Aviv, clear skies are expected, while Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze. Haifa will see cooler temperatures tonight. Here are today's headlines. First, deadly Iran attacks on Saudi and Bahrain civilian sites may be war crimes, according to Amnesty International. This coming in now from the Jerusalem Post. Also, Netanyahu vows IDF will stay in Lebanon security zone despite Iran's demand. This report is from Ynet earlier this hour. Also this hour, Netanyahu is working behind the scenes to influence the Iran deal. Sources tell CNN that Israel is resisting Lebanon's withdrawal. Separately, Walla reports a chilling interview with Alexander Pelin, who fell in Lebanon. This report came in earlier today. And finally, a perspective from the Australian Jewish News. Despite setbacks, Israel is moving forward in turbulent times. From X, the latest. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that Netanyahu sent a message to Trump stating Israel will not leave the security zone in southern Lebanon. I24NEWS English reported earlier today that Netanyahu emphasized the need to maintain the security zone to restore security to the north. Batya Ungar Sargon, a journalist, writing on X just now, criticized VP Vance by saying people who oppose the MOU are not war hawks, but concerned about easing pressure on Iran. Now for more on those stories, starting with Amnesty International's report. They have accused Iran of potential war crimes following unprovoked attacks on Saudi and Bahrain civilian sites. The Jerusalem Post notes that these strikes killed at least 28 people and injured hundreds. This could escalate tensions in the region and affect diplomatic relations. Turning to Netanyahu's stance on Lebanon. Earlier this hour, Ynet reported that the Prime Minister vowed not to withdraw the IDF from the security zone. Ambassador Yeshiel Leiter also warned of Lebanon's inclusion in the U.S. discussions. This decision aims to safeguard Israel's northern borders. Meanwhile, CNN sources shared Netanyahu's behind-the-scenes efforts to influence the Iran nuclear deal. The Israeli Prime Minister is leveraging right-wing media and supportive senators to pressure Trump. As reported by I-24 News, Israel's strategy reflects its concerns over regional stability. Next, the story of Alexander Pelin. Walla revisits an interview with the fallen soldier who served in southern Lebanon. Pelin's dedication highlights the ongoing sacrifices made by Israeli soldiers. His story resonates deeply amidst current tensions. And finally, the Australian Jewish News provides a perspective on Israel's journey amid challenges. Despite ongoing conflicts, the nation continues to progress. This offers hope for resilience and future growth. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel cuts ties with the EU's top diplomat. This announcement by Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar signals a significant diplomatic shift, as reported by Globes earlier today. Separately, Google's Gemini AI has solved a 60-year-old art mystery. According to Ynet Business, a thrift store painting was identified as a Cadell and sold for $254,000. This highlights AI's growing role in art and cultural fields. And finally, ASML plans a $1.5 billion investment in Mistral. Times of Israel Tech reports this move positions the Dutch company as the largest shareholder in the French AI firm, reinforcing the importance of technological alliances. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.